Time to get cracking for a lot of these A-League sides, and we've got the Wanderers in action tonight. That's at Spotless Stadium. It's the Western Sydney Wanderers against the Central Coast Mariners. Don't you love outside broadcasts? They're $1.72 at tab.com.au up against Central Coast, who they're desperate for a win, but so too the Wanderers after that 4-0 drubbing last weekend. Robbie Slater, will they bounce back? Good morning, buddy.
Well, look, yeah, good morning, guys. Hope you're having a good time there in Mudgee. Yeah, you always say, this man who should be here is up next. Yes. I'm always the should have been or could have been. I would have loved to have been in Mudgee with you guys. But anyway,
you know what? Our next OB, Rob, I'm gonna get you to come along. There you go.
Put the application for me, son.
I will, mate. Yep.
All right, then.
It's a good day.
On to the action tonight at Spotless Stadium. And, the Wanderers haven't scored in two games. They've beaten 2-0 at home by Newcastle Jets in their last home game. And then, of course, absolutely smacked by Victory 4-0 last week. Mariners haven't won a game this season. And they've lost their last two over in Perth and, of course, at home to Sydney. But in those games, have improved. I still see the Wanderers with the home advantage winning this one. Probably not by a lot, but they need to, or the pressure will be building on their manager battle.
Sydney FC are $1.40 favourites against Wellington Phoenix, $7.50. Have the bookies got that about right?
Well, you'd think so. Wellington drew their last game. We just talked about the Mariners. It was Sydney and that fantastic goal from Brandon O'Neill that won the game for Sydney. I still think they need a player or two, Sydney. If they get any injuries, they get in big trouble, but they should be all right. This game is at Jubilee. It's the early kickoff on Super Saturday on Fox, and I'm looking forward to it. I'll be out there commentating the one tonight and the one tomorrow, and, of course, Victory. The team everyone's talking about at the moment, boys, Keske Honda and Toivonen, are absolutely, particularly Honda has been the best player so far this season. And it's great to see when a marquee comes and performs. And I think they'll get the money tomorrow night.
Mate, what about, I'm going to say, poor old Newcastle? They were the big giant killers last season. They desperately need a victory. And they're expected to beat the Brisbane Roar. $1.95, the Newcastle Jets, $3.75 Brisbane.
Yeah, they are expected to win. Their last home game, they did get a win, and then they've obviously lost two on the road. I think for Newcastle, they need the suspension of Roy O'Donovan, of course, in the grand final. Got, for that karate kick. That's right out of the movie Karate Kid. He got nine games, but he's due back soon. And they need a number nine to score some goals for them. Look, I think they'll probably just get over Brisbane at home. Brisbane without one of the league's top goal scorers, and Socceroo are hopeful for the Asian Cup. It could be fading due to injury. He injured his groin last week in Adelaide, came off. So I think Newcastle at home is the favourite.
Overseas in the EPL, Man City take on Chelsea. Man City win that?
Well, Chelsea's surprisingly beaten, and I've talked about the top six now being virtually untouchable from the rest of the field, and that didn't prove the case. Obviously, a full midweek round, and Chelsea were beaten at Wolves 2-1. I expect a bit of a reaction from Chelsea, and Manchester City, well, how do you tip against them at the moment? They just win and keep winning, but because I'm a big Liverpool fan, I'm going to go for a draw. I'm going to go Chelsea to pull out something and stop Manchester City, and that match with a correct score of 2-2.
2-2, that's a correct score. And what about, does Jose Mourinho last longer than the weekend?
Well, he better win. They're at home to bottom club Fulham. So I expect them to win, and he will survive. But, they haven't got a win in the Premier League in four now, so they definitely need to win at home, or he probably won't survive the weekend.
Yeah. I'm just wondering why they don't sack him, because it's inevitable that it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, probably because it probably cost them about $10 million to pay him out.
Right.
Yeah.
But even though it's going to cost them $10 million, it's still going to cost them $10 million whenever it happens.
Well, yeah. Probably, but you know, things in football. There's funny things, and look, I know I'm drawing a long bow, but so Alex Ferguson, the most successful manager in history, obviously in England, I think 27 trophies, 29 trophies spanning 27 years. He was one game from the sack, and I remember distinctly, I don't remember the year, but they had an FA Cup, I think it was the third round FA Cup game at Nottingham Forest, and if he'd lost that, he would have been sacked because they'd had a terrible run. He'd been there for a couple of years already, they hadn't won a lot.
Yep.
And obviously, quite famously, won that game and never ever looked back. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen to Jose Mourinho. But things like that can happen. You guys know that, you know, if you get a win, you survive. If you get another win, you survive. If you get another win, all of a sudden you're a super coach. Kevin Muscat did it last season. Victory were champions. And in the first, they didn't win for the first six games. And it was talk of Kevin Muscat being under pressure. So it does happen. Whether it happens there, we'll have to wait and see.
It does. Actually, I can remember in 89, Tim Sheens being under pressure at the Raiders.
Before winning the comp.
Going on and winning. Yeah.
Well, quite incredible. Good on you, Robbie. We miss you in Mudgee, but we'll try and have a good time anyway.
Jeez, boys.